Storm Team 5 meteorologist Jim O'Brien says for today, sunny and beautiful, the high of 73 on the Tri-State's official FM weather station, WGRR Hamilton, Cincinnati.
WGRR presents the Tim Carter American Historical Ask the Builder Show. Tim is here to answer your home improvement questions at 513-749-1035. Now, here's Tim.
Good morning. Welcome to the program. Yes, it is time for Ask the Builder, and I am glad you are here. Good morning, good morning. It's going to be a great day. I'll tell you what, this is some of the weather. You know, it's like we can't have it halfway. It's either all the way fantastic or just lousy gray weather. And the last few days, if you have been inside like I have been, then you've suffered because it's just been gorgeous weather. And today's going to be no different. It's just drop-dead gorgeous. And those going to the Reds game, hopefully you'll be hopefully you'll have a better day than they had last night. And isn't that true, Travis? They just got... What, tell me how bad it was. I wasn't asleep. So
I was not there, but my girlfriend went with her and her cousins, and they left when it was 11-2, Houston.
Oh, ouch! And it got worse?
I don't know. I don't know how it could get worse. But apparently, it was pretty bad.
Oh man! Oh man! Okay. Well, and you're going today.
Yes, and hopefully it's 11-2 the other way.
Well, you know, it's all mental. It's all and pitching.
Well, you know, and if it doesn't work out that way, I'll be the rabid fan that runs out on the field. I don't care.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, anyway, so besides Travis, of course, today we've got Ron here and Josh, and we are here to help you by answering your questions about the things that might be wrong with your home, or maybe you're getting ready to build a new home. Maybe it's a room addition, a new kitchen, bathroom, whatever. Just give me a ring, and I'll do my job to answer it. And the answer to what is the secret phone number, Tim? How do we get through to you? 749-1035, 749-1035. And it's easy to call, and there is an open line for you right now. A couple of quick news updates, if you want to call it that. This week, did I get kept busy. I filmed 3 DVDs this past week, copper plumbing, shower pan liner, and the mud floor, the cement mud floor you have to put in just before you put tile in. You put the mud floor over the top of that liner. And we did those, actually the copper plumbing was done in a real house, and the shower pan liner, that was done in a studio because it's one of the things that I've learned about this television stuff, and it really kind of makes sense. To really show how to do certain things, you can't really do it in the real world. I guess the best way to describe this would be if I just went to a site and was going to put a shower in your house, and if you wanted to be able to see everything and see it the way I'm doing it, if you've got a shower that's tucked into a corner, the camera can't see the right way. So you actually have to kind of build a fake set, as much as I hate to say it, for the benefit of being able to get the camera all the places it's got to be. So I've kind of come to grips with that, and I'm confident that it's the right way to do it, to be able to show you what I'm seeing in my eyes as I'm bending over with my knees screaming, putting in this mud floor. But I can tell you that some of the shots they got yesterday are just unbelievable. I mean, they're really, and it's all being shot in high definition with a high definition camera. So some of the shots they told me, because I really wasn't able to look at the monitor, I'm sitting there doing the work, they said were just unbelievable. So I'll know in a couple of weeks when it comes out of edit. So if you're getting ready to do those projects, hopefully those DVDs will be back from the replicator fairly quickly. And the one we did last week was PVC plumbing. So we've done 4 DVDs in 2 weeks. And we've got a couple of really neat ones coming up, finishing drywall. And we're actually going to film the construction of one of these outdoor garden sheds. Actually, more than a garden shed, it's a storage shed from start to finish. So if you have any questions about that, let me know. And I do have kind of a neat question for you. And if you would call in, I'd sure appreciate this answer. I'm curious as to whether or not people like you, if you have ever thought of wanting to build a doghouse. Now, I said, no, this sounds crazy. You're going to think, yeah, Tim, a doghouse. Now, I'm not talking about a regular doghouse. I'm talking about, would you like to have a doghouse built that matches your house? And would you like to have, step-by-step instructions on how to do that? If that's of interest to you, boy, I'd sure like to hear from you, you know, either pros or cons. 749-1035, 749-1035, give me a call. Just curious as to if that thought has ever crossed your mind, you know, like, boy, I wish I had a plan for a Victorian doghouse or English Tudor doghouse or Craftsman-style house. You know, all those houses over in Hyde Park and Oakley, you know, just, you know, how in the world would you build a doghouse like that? Let me know, 749-1035. And if you listened to the program about 3 weeks ago, maybe I think it was three, I don't think it was four, you'll know that I was pretty excited, and I've tried to tone myself down because I got an invitation from the U.S. Navy Blue Angels to fly in one of the F-A-18 Hornets. And that trip is only 4 days away now. It's next Wednesday. I'll be in Pensacola, Florida, and I've gotten the complete wheels up to go. And so you can imagine I am pretty stoked about that. And the good Lord willing, I'll make it back alive, and I'll be here next Saturday to tell you all about it. My understanding is, and I hope they're right, is that they have the cockpit equipped with a little, some type of small lens, camera lens, and a video tape equipment, and they tape, they have this thing trained on my face for the entire time, so you can see how the average person reacts to all those G-forces. But I'm really pretty excited about it. I can't wait to see can't wait for this to happen. But so I'll be flying down to Pensacola on Tuesday to get ready for the Wednesday Blue Angels deal.